This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Enterprise. My name is Rich Bradbury. Today, I'm joined in the studio by
Arvinia Braj
and Christine Wong.
We are going to be with you all the way through until around 2 p.m. today. And if you'd like to get in touch with the show, get us on 018-789-8899. We can have a bit of a chat over there. Of course, it is Monday. It is the 30th of March. Been a bit of a long weekend for some people. How about you, Arv?
Long weekend, but also like the same weekend every single day. Like, you know, you wake up and then you forget what day it is. You forget if it's a weekend or a weekday, if you have to go to work or you don't have to go to work, right, when you're working from home. So it's that kind of a blur.
Everything's kind of blurred into everything else, right?
It feels like that period between, you know, Christmas and New Year, where it's like days yes. don't matter, yeah, time yeah, yeah. doesn't matter. It's all an illusion.
Yes, it has been a little bit like that. Now, of course, things did happen last week and over the weekend. The Prime Minister, Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin, on Friday, the 27th of March, of course, unveiled an economic stimulus package known as the Package Prihatin, or Caring Package, valued at 250 billion ringgit that will benefit all Malaysians.
Yeah, so from that amount, 128 billion ringgit will be used to protect the welfare of the people, and then 100 billion ringgit to support businesses, including small and medium enterprises.
Now, before this announcement was made, we did speak to a variety of entrepreneurs who presented their wish lists of things that would help to alleviate the challenges they're facing right now. Things like retaining their employees, as many of them are not generating enough cash flow to pay their employees during the movement control order.
Of course, the billion-dollar question is, has the government addressed their plight and ease the challenges of SMEs and entrepreneurs with this new caring package? We did manage to get on the phone Adam Ung. He is the co-founder of Marmalade and a member of the Malaysian F&B Operators Alliance, MyF&B. Adam, on Friday, the Malaysian F&B Operators Alliance spoke about the challenging times the F&B sector is facing. What's your take on the latest package and the package Prihatin?
Hey guys. Well, firstly, we are grateful to the government for doing whatever it can to ease the pain for its rakyat. The stimulus package was well-rounded and equitable. We have no doubt that difficult decisions had to be made to balance the lifelines between the rakyat and business communities. The allowance to frontliners were well-received. I mean, we are all indebted to the frontliners for their dedication and selflessness.
Why do you think these are not enough or not addressing the pain points of SMEs?
Well, we are thankful to the government for its continuous efforts. The community represented by our Loose Alliance has mixed sentiments about the measures announced. From a sector perspective, we generally can't help but feel indifferent. We struggle to view this package as addressing the key challenges faced by the F&B industry, which threatens up to 7% of the jobs in the nation. For one, the RM600 handout to workers whose employers have been affected significantly, i.e. 50% drop since January, is not wide-reaching enough, as the real declines in revenues only hit in late March. As for the numerous handouts given to single workers, joint income households, while these are beneficial from a bottom-up approach, they are not a sustainable solution. These measures merely prepare the targeted groups of people for impending job cuts and further loss in income streams. If the businesses are not taken care of, the beneficiaries of these handouts will inevitably be out of jobs once the employer becomes insolvent. A top-down approach is really what is needed for job preservation. For now, we continue to dig deep into our own reserves to keep our businesses afloat in order to pay empty rent and, more importantly, to continue paying salaries.
And Adam, has anything changed for you since all the stimulus packages were announced?
Nothing much has changed for us since the announcement of the stimulus package. Over three quarters of us will be insolvent in just over a month if we don't receive the right support. This is the reality. Between us, we employ over 20,000 workers. Our alliance is just the tip of the iceberg, considering there are over 200,000 registered F&B establishments in the country, employing around 1 million people, which is approximately 7% of the nation's workforce.
How can people like the everyday Malaysians help F&B operators like yourself and the 400 over members in the alliance? Like, what can we do?
Do whatever you can to support the establishments you loved when things were normal, for they might no longer be around when things revert back. Although food delivery platforms like Grab and Foodpanda help in terms of sales channels, they are not a sustainable mean, as they charge around 30% commissions. There are, however, numerous other platforms such as fooddelivery.com.my by StoreHub that aggregates orders for establishments offering deliveries. And it goes without saying that consumers can order deliveries directly from the establishments themselves. That would help a lot. Another noteworthy initiative is Save Our Fave by Fave, which allows consumers to pay in advance for gift cards from their favorite establishments.
That was Adam Ng, the co-founder of Marmalade and a member of the Malaysian F&B Operators Alliance, MyF&B. We'll be speaking in just a while to Chen Chow of Fave to talk about Save Our Fave. That will be happening at some point. Also coming up after the break, we're going to be speaking to Shannon Teo, the co-founder and CEO of Kim's Chiropractic and co-founder of Second Skin. But don't forget, coming up on BizBytes today at noon, we're asking you, did the latest stimulus package, the package Prihatin, have any impact on you? You can let us know via WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Twitter or Instagram, we are at BFM Radio. We're going to take a short music break right now. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. You're listening to Enterprise here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.